It's the Big Breakfast Blah on WLR. It's Vinnie and Aveen with you. And if you were with us last week, you'll have heard us mention the Waterford woman who has amassed a list of Irish freediving records the length of both of our arms. And we were fascinated to hear more. We're talking Cathy MacDonald, and she joins us from the Cayman Islands. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're okay. Don't worry about us.
You are enjoying life in the Cayman Islands, no doubt.
Yeah, loving it. Here 2 weeks and was out diving at the weekend and life is good.
Excellent. Well, first things first, from Waterford, city or county? Or
City, so my dad is down in May Park.
Very good. Now, were you always into these kind of adventure or extreme sports, or is this a more recent discovery in terms of your interests?
I think it was more of a recent discovery. I lived quite the hedonistic lifestyle, so most people tend to get this out of their system in their 20s. I think I started in my teens and was still going at it into my 30s. And then I kind of started to look for something else, something a bit more healthier. So I tried hiking, I tried running. Frank Quinlan, actually from Waterford, he tried to get me into lots of marathon running, but I never took to it. And then I tried this and absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I mean, the free diving, the basics for anybody who might not be 100% familiar, what is the basic definition of free diving?
Diving underwater with no apparatus, so using just your breath, so one breath, and either going as deep as you can or in a pool as far as you can, or then there's the different discipline, which is static when you're lying on the top and you're going for as long as you can.
Now, deep sea diving, obviously, the main thing that you need to be able to do, obviously, is to hold your breath. And I do see that a lot of people say this, that it's a lot about mindfulness and slowing down your heart. We did it in the studio. Vinny did it for a minute and a half. I did 25 seconds. You did 6 minutes and 12 seconds. How?
I know. Truthfully, I never would have thought that that was possible, even 6 months ago. But I guess with training and I was quite fearless with my coach. So I really let him push me, you know, up to the point of blackout a few times to see how far my body could go. And I guess I just started to get so interested in what your body was capable of. Mm. So I really allowed myself just to kind of go with the coaching and see what I could do. So yeah, mindfulness, definitely a big thing. You know, you need to, your heart rate will automatically lower when you put your face in the water. And you have to be very present with the moment at the time.
Is it in a way linked to meditation then, in a sense?
Some people say it is, some people say it's not. I was listening to a podcast last night of mind mapping and cognitive social kind of meditation, mindfulness. People have their own take on it. So some people who are, you know, big yogis will say 100% yes. Other people will say no, it's whatever. I think it's a combination of mindfulness, you know, meditation, being in the moment, you know, the whole lot.
Mm. You've obviously seen the movie The Big Blue.
Yes, I sure have. And so that's where I'm going in September for the competition. You know, a lot of the big free divers, the best in the world, will be going to compete. So that's really exciting. I obviously get to see my old coach, which will be great, and all the team. And then also I spoke to my coach on Saturday and he said they're putting on a static competition as well. So we'll have both.
Now, as well as your record, the 6 minutes, 12 seconds, you also hold the Irish record for the deepest free dive. It's 51 metres and that's over 150 feet. To put it in Waterford terms, I just worked out it's 3 Reginald's Towers.
Yeah.
So in terms of going down that deep, what are we talking in terms of water pressure even on your body at that point?
So, yeah, definitely you need to adapt your body when you're going down. So, for example, I went out at the weekend. I haven't been diving depth for months because it got cold over in Greece. Well, cold compared to here and for Greek people. So we were doing pool training. And so for sure, I could feel the pressure like when I was down at 40 and you know, I mean, it's slight, but it's enough at that pressure to make your body kind of almost flinch. And then if you do something like that, you know, you might swallow the air and then you don't have the air to equalize and you have to go back up. So the plan is to just kind of, you know, keep diving, and my body will adapt to the pressures, you know, slowly. It's kind of a slowly wins the race type thing.
Where are the main competition? Where is the main competition coming from in terms of these competitions? What countries are people likely to come from if they're competing? You're obviously moving to the you've moved to the Cayman Islands. Is it that kind of territory that you need to be into for the conditions, etc.?
So there's a lot of Russians that they're dominating. I think every sport. And then there's every country. I've met a lot of athletes from all over the place. So a lot of Asians. And then there's Americans. There's a guy here who's on the team, American team, French, German, Greece, obviously. Mm. Like I trained with Christos Karellas, who went down, I think he's up to 110 meters now, maybe 12. I know.
Wow. It's so impressive.
Oh, yeah. I spent every day in awe of this man. Yeah. So, yeah.
And what about when you come home to Ireland to get into the sea here?
Yes, not for long. No. Not for long, and it's not as enjoyable.
Your heart rate does not slow down when you get into the sea in Ireland.
No. There's no mindfulness. But I admire, you know, any people who go sea swimming. I think it's incredible, and it is supposed to be really good for you. I'm a warm-blooded person, so I prefer the warm water.
So you mentioned the Big Blue. That's one of the big next ones. Anything else in the calendar for 2022? And by the way, people can follow your journey at Hunter Travel on Instagram.
Yeah. So there is the Caribbean Cup. That's in May. That's in Roatan. That's just beside me. And then also there's the Vertical Blue. That's in August, I think. That's in Bahamas. That's also beside me. So I'm going to see how the training goes, and I'll definitely be at one of those.
And as well, we also notice, apart from going deep, deep down underwater, you've also climbed to Mount Everest Base Camp, Kilimanjaro, and you climbed Mount Toubkal in the Atlas Mountains by mistake.
Yeah, I know. I say yes to things before ever thinking about it. So my first hike was actually Everest Base Camp. I had to go into the great outdoors and ask them for literally everything. I think I was waved out the door by every single employee in there because I was leaving in 2 days. I decided to go 3 days before that to go to Everest Base Camp. So yeah, they all waved me off, I think in fear, but obviously in the hope I'd return. Yeah.
Well, listen, it's a remarkable story, and the list of records has blown us away, and we've been very grateful to hear more about it, and we'll follow your story over the next months and years indeed. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us from the Cayman Islands.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, okay, Millie. You're living the dream. You're living the dream. So well done.
Trying. Okay, bye.